Good morning. This is Mark Gould with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 19th. Well, this is Christmas week. We have the holiday over the weekend. The markets be closed a week from today. So as we head toward the holiday markets, we generally close down a little bit. Volume goes down. A lot of traders are on vacation, so we'll see if that does affect us here. Overnight, we had March corn down 3 cents at 650, but that was 4 cents off the lows. March wheat down 2.5 cents at 751. That was 3.5 off the lows. And March beans down 7.75 cents at 1476. That was 12 off the lows. We did have some sales this morning. 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. 141,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. So Mexico continues to be a pretty good buyer of our grain out here. Now, the U.S. and Mexico had a meeting over the weekend trying to get an agreement by January with this Mexican corn GMO ban. Looks like they're making some pretty good progress, and I think that will get done. We're looking at more rains Friday in Argentina and southern Brazil. They've had some rains there, pretty light. They look like they get better rains on Friday. China's trying to prop up their economy. COVID is just... it's rampant, and they're going to have to do something dramatic to stop all this, and I don't know what the solution is, but they've got big problems there. There's more talk about winter kill hitting the wheat later in the week. It's going to get very cold here Friday and Saturday across much of the U.S. The question is, are we going to get some snows before that? It's hard to tell, but right now, you know, the wheat was down pretty good on Friday. Kansas City wheat was down another 4 cents overnight, so they don't seem particularly worried about it, but we'll see. What else do we have here? The weather here, like I said, it's going to be cold. Brazil looks like it's in great shape. So in my opinion, whatever we lose in Argentina because of the dryness, and we will lose some there, Brazil is more than going to make up for it. It's just going to be a monster crop, all things being equal out here. So, you know, there were reports last week that China was done buying U.S. products and they were going to shift to South America. Again, I'm not so sure about that. At 132 beans to unknown, it may or may not be China. We'll have to see. But I don't think China's quite done buying everything they want from us yet. So we'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. Those should be average. We've got just this quiet week. I don't see much on the horizons out here. I think we've been, and that we've got potentially huge crops coming out of South America. I don't see anything really major here in the U.S. I think corn and beans, the funds are pretty well long. They're short wheat, so can we see some selling of corn and beans and buying wheat here? It certainly wouldn't surprise me. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.